This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, look, I think Congressman King has put his finger on it, and it raises a very profound question, which is, how deep does the corruption go? You have, back then, you had an attorney general, Holder, who we think probably knew about it. You have the Secretary of State. I have a very simple test for Congress. Make the Clinton Foundation publish all of their donations everywhere in the world and publish all their expenditures. The fact is they were hiding money, apparently, in a Canadian branch which does not have any disclosure requirements. So they were technically meeting their obligation to Obama that they would release any money to the American Foundation. They just didn't happen to tell them, oh, by the way, the Russian money went to Canada. So, and there are some reports it's as much as $135 million. So you have to ask yourself, why was the FBI so passive? This, by the way, is when Bob Mueller was the head of the FBI. You have the current Deputy Attorney General was, in fact, deeply involved in this. The more you learn about this stuff, the sicker it gets, and the clearer it is that we're going to have a very profound, I think, investigation of the whole thing.
People are left wondering where this goes, whether it's the Uranium One deal, which we followed so closely right here on this show, or the anti-Trump dossier. And Newt, I'll ask you the question we just spoke to Peter King on. What if that anti-Trump dossier was used to launch investigations? What if the FBI was using that information for the investigations and for warrants?
You know, one of the challenges you have in writing novels like Vengeance is that reality now is so much sicker and more twisted and more warped, you can't quite figure out how to write the next book to make it resemble anything like the current reality. You apparently had the Clintons taking millions of dollars. We know, for example, Bill Clinton got $500,000 from a Russian bank for just one speech, twice his usual fee. We believe they probably got $135 million, although that number has not been verified, from Russians to a Canadian subsidiary of the Clinton Foundation. All of this is going on while we're making a terrible deal on uranium. The FBI may have known about it all, but then been stopped either by the Attorney General or somebody. This whole thing, and then think about the arrogance of the Democrats and Secretary Clinton, with all of this in their background, deciding that they will smear Trump with Russia. I mean, the level of arrogance it took, knowing all this was in their background, to turn and try to smear Trump, tells you how out of control and how sick the system is, and why we talk about it as a swamp.
And that really is
it is literally, and I just want to say, it's that sick. I mean, I've been here a long time. I'm a pretty good student of this stuff. The system has grown so corrupt, in many ways it resembles a third world country.
You know what Newt Gingrich is pointing out is rather sad, and it really gives you some indication just how dangerous Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton as a team have been to this country, because their interest seems to indicate that it's been a self-interest. You know, you look at it, and you have to be careful, because this is the one thing the Clintons are good at doing, is they overwhelm you with information, because they figure you're not going to have the time. I mean, what they're doing is, because of their legal background and understanding, they know that if they flood the system with information, some true, some fake, whatever, it will dilute and distract you from what is real. And that's what we're dealing with. It's so overwhelming that, you know, when you start to talk about it, you can go down these rabbit trails, and before you know it, you've been in a 2-hour conversation. You haven't resolved anything. That is the challenge. But the question that you need to ask yourself going into this is, did they do it for good or did they do it for the people? And, you know, and if you're doing something surreptitiously, to have an entity operating out of Canada which limits disclosure rules, then on one hand they can say, hey, I did this right. I was honest to Barack Obama, to the president. But meanwhile, they're getting what it is that they need. Interesting. Well, time will tell. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
We sold out national security.
This is huge. The first six statutes on the screen are the anti-corruption pay-to-play statutes. You cannot use your public office, Secretary of State, to confer a benefit to a foreign government in exchange for money. The evidence appears to be there. And because she used her charity, allegedly, that would be racketeering, which, you know, the government goes after organized crime and the mafia for that.
Okay, now, so all of these statutes, these are real crimes. I keep saying sure. We can't have a two-tier justice system. We can't have one justice system for the Clintons that mishandled, destroyed, classified, top secret, special access program information, all of these issues involving the kickbacks, the paybacks, the pay-to-play. So the question is, how did they get away with it, and do you think they slide this time?
The Clintons are escape artists that would make Houdini proud. Whenever they are caught dangling their feet over the edge of illegality, they usually dummy up. Hillary Clinton, I'll give you an example, interviewed by the FBI, said 39 times, I cannot recall. It was so short, because she could only recall her name and date of birth. She pretends like she's dumber than a bucket of hair when it serves her purpose and the brightest person in the room when it helps her.
Let's go to the dossier crimes and the scandal according to them. We'll put them up on the screen here. This dossier is getting to be a bigger... because they paid $9 million.
Right. You can't pay millions of dollars to foreign nationals because that's against the federal election laws, you can see there. And you can't hide it by filing false or misleading reports. Now, I've been hearing Democrats say, oh, those are just civil penalties. They are not. The government produces a book. It's 319 pages outlining the federal election laws and all those who have been criminally prosecuted and ended up in prison.
And quickly, the laws potentially broken in the email scandal, which now, thankfully, is finally this week, they're back to this.
The Espionage Act, two counts, which were tortured and twisted by James Comey. And then the other two is removing classified materials from a government building. The final one there, destroying 33,000 documents.
That's called obstruction.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were subpoenaed documents.
Right.
Yeah.
By Congress.
You know, amazing. We were just talking about, Scott and I, that why isn't, you know, why are we not hearing a lot more outrage from the Republican side regarding this? I mean, this is an attorney, Greg Jarrett with Fox, you know, breaking it down on Sean Hannity as to the laws that are broken. And, of course, the opposing side, the Democrats, running interference on this whole investigation. It's yet to be fully investigated. It's starting to be. Definitely is now in the crosshairs in Congress, and they're looking at the Uranium One deal. But, you know, when you look at the breakdown, you know, we talked with Newsbusters yesterday, And it pointed out clearly how much of this information is put out by the progressive left media, which is, 90% of the media out there. I mean, you might even say 98%, and barely give Fox any kind of space where, you know, even like the breakdown of how much positive stuff is said about, you know, about Trump on these nightly newscasts. I mean, you know, only about 9%, anywhere 7-9%. The rest of it's negative.
Well, even on that study, they found that Fox wasn't even over 50% positive. It was like a 48-52.
There was some balance. Yes,
there was
right.
some balance to
right.
it. To where, look, I get why you could say a lot of negative things about Trump. We've talked about it on this show.
Sure.
I'm not really fond of his tweets. I'm not fond of going after people through words, because people can put whatever tone they want to through text. And it's different when he gets up to the mic and says stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that, because you get to hear his tone, you get to hear how he's saying it, and that stuff matters, you know, because that's the stuff that puts things in context. But when I'm reading it, if I want to read everything that he said, that he puts on a tweet, as, you know, if I want to, you know, spin it to my own wants of, you know, this is racist.
Well, you're going to receive it based on your own worldview,
exactly.
No doubt about it. Sure, exactly.
And that's why I don't like the tweets.
Mm-hmm.
But so, you know, 48-52, I can get it. That's a balance. That's pretty good. As far as, you know, the other ones, they were sitting at, like, you know, 75 negative with, you know, only 5% positive, and then the rest of their time was spent talking about other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah, but on this one, we're going to see the breakdown as to what they're doing and covering on this Uranium One thing.
You asked the question of, where's the outrage from the Republicans?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that same outrage that you just had a few months ago from the Democrats that were yelling at the Republicans, saying, why don't you want to get to the bottom of this Russia thing?
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden they're, oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah. Well, Nancy Pelosi's still holding her story. She's going to go down to the depths. I mean, that's the one thing about the Democrats. They don't, once they got a piece of any kind of bone, even if it's imaginary, they're going to hold on to it till the very end. And even then they're going to say, well, I know it was a bone. Somebody stole it. It must have been those Republicans, you know, or the Macedonians came and stole it in the middle of the night. You know, they'll come up with something, but, you know, it's just, they can't accept the reality that, you know, there's something seriously, you know, deficient here and wrong. It's just the challenge, like I said, with anything that has to do with the Clintons, is everything always gets mired. It's never black and white. It's always gray. It's always confusing. And they've been escape artists, you know, as Newt Gingrich said. You know, it's just
they remind me of children, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like they've never been told no.
Mm-hmm.
They've never been told no on this, and so now finally somebody comes along and says no to them, and he's the meanest, biggest bully in the entire mm-hmm. world. He's so mean to us. He won't let us do whatever we want.
Really, I can't believe we under Barack Obama we were able to break the law, and now all of a sudden, you law schma. What are you talking about? You know, there's a law here that's going on, and then you know, again, as you were saying earlier, Scott, about the animus towards Trump. I don't know if you saw the ads that were released last Friday from Tom Steyer. He's the environmentalist who was in Barack Obama's back pocket, or maybe the other way around. But he's he's a billionaire, okay, and he figures, okay, I'm going to write a check here for $10 million, and I'm going to call for the impeachment of Trump. And the basis on which he uses to request or demand an impeachment and sign this petition and that are just so hollow. I go, wait a minute, how can you be a billionaire and come across so ignorant with an ad, and you're spending $10 million? I mean, a fool and his money is soon parted here. It's just, I don't know. I mean, it's quite quite revealing.
Campaign.
Yeah.
Which should be, I don't understand it. And, you know, what I really want to know what is going on with these doctors that are coming out. And without actually talking to Trump, they're diagnosing him with something.
Sure.
Well, you know, it's funny because and they'll go, well, you know, technically I'm not. No, not technically. This is something, you know, even going back years ago when they did this with Goldwater, they came out and they said, okay, we're going to affirm what it is that we know you always, and that is that you can't you can't diagnose somebody without having met with them, number one. Number two, HIPAA laws are just out the door. We're just going to throw this stuff out and suggest that somebody is mentally deranged. And you're a psychiatrist, and psychology, you're putting your license on the line there, aren't you?
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Values, faith, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
When you look at Uranium One, you look at the Russian dossier. Here's my question and where my mind goes on this. So the dossier, they have the former MI6 guy. He's
right.
Fusion GPS. He's paying Russians for phony information. And
right.
then I've got to wonder, was that the information? Because Sarah Carter and John Solomon reported that there were FISA warrants, another warrant. I'm wondering, wow, could they have used phony Russia propaganda to get... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. If in fact, the dossier was the basis upon which a FISA warrant was issued, you're talking about a whole host of legal issues that Greg will have to do another chart, because you're talking about going to a court, which is a FISA court is a court, and getting a warrant to basically eavesdrop, tap, listen in on conversations based on a document that was not only unverified, as James Comey said, by the way, and salacious and unverified, his own words, but ask this question. Why was the FBI considering paying for it at some point in this process? So that question has to be asked. And I go back to this whole concept, which is something we've been talking about for a long time, and that is, if this dossier was a political creature, which we now know it is, no question about it. It was they call it opposition research. But if Christopher Steele was utilizing Russian assets to get this information, and then, of course, it's been, as James Comey said, unverified, and they went to court to get FISA warrants, you're raising a whole host of civil liberty issues, and who knows what they did and what they said to that court.
Everything would be inadmissible in a court of law.
I'd file motions to suppress the subpoenas that have been issued and the documents that were resulted as that. I would file those motions.
I can name names tonight of people that are happy. Real quick.
The FBI is...
Well, here we are, and we find ourselves back again, as we talked about yesterday. Because of, you know, this dossier, we have a special counsel. You know, let's finish up the circle. And look at all the money. This is the people's money. And once again... Here you've got the Clintons causing we the people to lose a lot of money to chase down these rabbits that they've let out, and what do they care? What that it costs the government? It costs us. It's money that we've paid in the government. We're having to pay an incredible amount of money for Mueller and, 15, 16 attorneys? And, I mean, these aren't dollar and a quarter hour attorneys, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they're running up a tab, and they've got an open-to-buy, you know, bill here that they can just... Hey, they've got plenty of checks. They got all the checks in the world, and they can just keep writing checks on our backs because of this dossier that supposedly the genesis began, and they still haven't determined exactly who it was, but it was started by as an opposition, as true opposition research that they do, and it started with one of the candidates from the Republican Party. Well, then it was out there, and now the DNC picks up on it, which amazes them, you know, like we're surprised that Debbie Wasserman Schultz knows, I know nothing, I know nothing, I want to know nothing. That's the first time I heard about it. Lord have mercy. You know, it's just, can we get any truth? Can we get any truth at all, you know, from the Democrats? I mean, it's, come on, please. I mean, what are you doing? You're misserving the public here. Okay.
Go ahead. It's not just the truth. I want the whole truth.
Yes.
I don't want just bits and pieces mixed in with your little spin. And this is one of my issues with news, is they don't allow you to make your own opinion. They tell you what opinion you should have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting that opinion. Who do they get that opinion from? They're getting it from the DNC. And we know that from the Podesta emails.
Exactly. They're in each other's pockets. I mean, when you're sitting there, when you've got Donna Brazile handing the questions that are going to be asked in the debate to the Hillary campaign prior to the debate, and here, you know, she just kind of blew herself up. I mean, she'll come back because that's the way the Democrats somehow, they find a way. They put you on timeout for a while, and, you know, she's off TV for, and I think it's too bad because Donna Brazile, you know, I think she's a smart lady. But to be so ideologically fixed that you give up your credibility. And, you know, it's just like, wow, you know, what a big apology to her that she needs to be on because of what she did to the people. But, see, they justified because they know better. See, this is this attitude that galls me that, you know, just overflows out of the beltway. And that is these elites that they feel like they know better than we do. You know, the minions in the Main Street America, you know, they're just a bunch of forgotten people. That's where they belong. And they're fortunate to have us. You know, it's like that scene in, A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson on the stand. You know, you need us. You don't even know, you know, kind of deal. That is the attitude that I get out of the elites, out of the Beltway, is Jack Nicholson's response there in how, you know, why the country needs people like him.
Yeah, and it's just the way they go about showing that is just weird. Like now they're you know, well, people have free speech, but not if it offends me.
Well,
how fragile are your morals and your beliefs?
like as if your free speech hasn't offended me.
Well,
and you know, but see, the deal is that because they can yell and be emotional about it, play the race card, do all these angles that they do, which is all part of rules for radicals. It's they understand human nature and they're exercising it. And meanwhile, you know, the Republicans, conservatives, independents want to just sit down and say, hey, can we talk about this? Can we have a conversation and really get down, you know, without all the yelling and screaming, people building, you know, burning down buildings and disrupting educational institutions and now running up bills of $300,000 to $500,000 in order to $500,000, even millions of dollars, and in some cases, in order to have somebody come on the campus and talk.
Well, and they think they have some ground to stand on because they won the popular vote. And then you say something along the lines of, well, let's take a look at those votes. Well, no. You can't look at the votes. You can't make sure that the votes are legit.
Just know
that we won.
Hey, it's stupid any more than, look at, if it was the other way around and if Republicans go, okay, well, you won the electoral vote. You know, like Tom Perez, you know, bless his heart. Again, Here's a guy he's smarter than this, and he's talking to a class, was it a constitution class or, you know, law school, and he's telling these kids, he goes, yeah, you know, there's no accommodation for the electoral college in the U.S. Constitution. What?
Well, but
when did that get written out? You know, You know?
Well, that's when they also like to talk about, oh, we're a democracy. Well, no, we're not. We're a republic.
Yeah.
We're a republic democracy.
Yeah. Well,
So it's just you have to remember that. Because democracy, you can't be a democracy. The founding fathers were absolutely against being a straight democracy. That's where you get the quote from Ben Franklin, you know, of democracy is just two wolves and a lamb talking about what's for dinner.
Yes, exactly.
And so they were adamantly against that. And they knew that we can't allow, you know, just because there's groups of people in this area, we can't allow them to dictate to people in other areas.
Majority rules.
Majority rules.
Right.
And they were adamantly against being a democracy. And that's why they made us a republic, and that's why they created the Electoral College.
See, but if you don't know all this and you don't consider all this, Scott, then you get caught into the hyperbole and the emotion of the day. And you disengage, you know, from intellectual conversation. And, you know, I'm for conversation, but let's have it be fruitful. Let's not waste our time and getting caught up in a lot of emotion. Let's sit down and reason together. We're all smart people. We've got something to add to this, to this country. And the way it's running right now, it has gotten so emotional and so divisive that we are sadly going to have to waste some more time until we can be productive again and truly be great again and even greater. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour.
I had another dream last night about a poor wise man who changes the city.
When you feel alone.
We don't share the same life. We don't share anything.
You can leave. You choose.
And discover a life-changing friendship.
We have solved him.
On October 20th, a simple act of kindness can change everything.
Amazing how far a little 10-11 care can go.
Find love.
Our lives together will never be as beautiful.
Find hope.
I worried I was so different from other people, but what I found out was,
Everybody's different. Same kind, different as me.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, Same Kind of Different as Me. Starring Academy Award nominee Greg Kinnear and Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger. Now play. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to SameKindOfDifferentAsMeMovie.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, I had a teacher as I was growing up would often tell us that you are living in history. There were so many events that occurred, you know, from man walking on the moon, well, actually first going up in space and then walking on the moon, and just at every turn, the assassination of a president. She would always remind us, you are living in history. Well, let me say something this past week that happened. There was a murder that occurred. And I just, you know, as this thing was starting to unfold because of the process and everything, it was heartening. I thought, wow, this is so hugely significant. And it's almost like this murder occurred and people just stepped over the body. And I am really shocked and I'm heartbroken over it. And I got to tell you, I'm honored that Marjorie Jones Dannenfelser is with us. She's the president of Susan B. Anthony List, an American political organization that seeks to advance pro-life women in politics. And Marjorie, I got to tell you, I just was heartbroken. First of all, that we were even debating this issue. I thought it was non-debatable. But then a court said, ordered the government to facilitate an abortion for an undocumented teenage girl, and it happened.
That's right. And, you know, we are all culpable, really, forced to be culpable in this because it's done through the Office of Refugee Resettlement despite their protestations. I mean, any government act like that, we can't forget the government is just us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Supported by us. And I agree with you, Bill. It felt like a slow walk to the end of the plank. And we're watching, we're fighting to try to you know, speak some reason into the mayhem. And ACLU gets involved. They're pursuing this constitutional right that doesn't exist by feeding on her misery. Mm-hmm. You know, she's 17 years old in this country, doesn't know a soul, but you know, your best friend is the ACLU coming to make sure. And you know what? Will the ACLU be there tomorrow and the next day when she comes, when it comes to her that her little boy or little girl, about 16 weeks of gestation, is gone? She's
yes.
probably not thinking about it now, but the ACLU will be long gone.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, we the people are culpable in this deal, in this
yes.
execution of this baby, because what happens if her family or even the father comes back and says, hey, you killed my child, and I demand reparation? Does he not have standing?
No, he should. Of course he should. And, you know, the fundamental misunderstanding is over whether this is the equivalent of an appendectomy or it's the death of a human being. Let's just say it. It's not the death of if it's not the death of a separate entity, then it's nothing. Then why would we argue? Why would anybody care? Well, we all know that this is how we all began.
Right.
And we all know now what you look like at 16 weeks. You're a boy, you're a girl, you got fingernails, eyelashes. It's a beautiful stage to be held in a sacrosanct way. So, right. So later, she'll be almost inevitably feeling that pain. There's a ripple effect from every single abortion that is unseen. And there are certain moments in time where you get a glimpse of it, like, frankly, during the election in that last debate when they're talking about late-term abortion. Do you know that it was the most Googled topic that night and subsequent night about the abortion position? And, you know, it's often, except for by you and others, treated, you know, like no big deal. But it's a deep and personal and very difficult and has to be a public conversation. Now, I'm just glad that you're having it.
Well, we can't have our conscience seared on this. No doubt, I mean, it's been seared to the point that we've, aborted near 60 million babies. This is a generation of a labor force that we've eradicated. Oh yeah, that's right. This country is looking for labor, isn't it? And we've eradicated it. And it's almost like Atlas shrugged. Because we seared, because we cannot deal with the true pain of it. Now there are women, as you say, who wake up every day. And Marjorie, I may have shared this with you before when I've had conversations with women, particularly the women will tell me, they'll say, Bill, you know, my child would have been 13 today.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, and the way in which mm-hmm. that is expressed, it is so
yeah.
deep. It is in the depths of their soul that they recall mm-hmm. this and they're carrying this pain with them. Of what they
yeah.
did, because they thought it was okay because we, the people, the government, put that good housekeeping seal of approval on abortion.
That's right. And I think, you know, in the situation of this undocumented minor who needed something other than the knife, who needed mm-hmm. love and support and help for both of her and her child, there are more like her. This is not the end of it. And so it is not the end of this battle. The judges were all over the map. They started in California, Texas, all over the place, finally in D.C. I think our case was not all that well argued. This is not over. And I love what you just said, Bill, about the woman, no matter what was going on in her life, there is something that she knows and that there is something missing.
Mm-hmm.
And when each of these children are gone, there is a job that does not get done. You know, each one of them, Downs people who are going to be astronauts, undocumented workers, daughter who could have had a life.
Right.
And when they're missing, the problems that are down here, you know, that God sent these little ones to solve, they don't get solved.
That's right.
All these
exactly.
missing people.
Well, and not only that, Marjorie, the thing that I've said repeatedly is the cry, and I mean a cry that we will hear around the world that is yet to be heard, is from the men. You know, women would like to say, well, men, you know, what do they care? They're not involved. You know, they're just donors to the operation,
true.
That kind of deal. It's my body.
Yeah,
they have
true.
Nothing to do. Wait a minute here. You know, and the thing is that men have bought into this because in part it's kind of easy, you know, for men to
mm-hmm.
escape it. But even they have to reconcile this. And I would say that even now, Marjorie, as we're talking at 3 o'clock in the morning, there are men starting to wake up and realizing, you know, I could have had a son. I had a daughter. In some cases, they didn't know about it. Some cases, they did. Some, they were very complicit in the whole process. But at some point, this has to be reconciled. And men right now are hiding behind the pain of the women who are dealing with it. And I believe that the longer we wait, the greater the grief that will occur. It's like anything. You know, it's like I always say, it's like that old Pennzoil commercial says, you can pay me now or pay me later. The later part is always, you know, more expensive, right? And the later part of dealing. Yeah, and the later part for men is going to be humongous. And it's down the road. And I think that that's probably what's delaying the process. But at some point, we've got to deal with reality. But getting back to this situation, how our government could even be open to do this, to murder a non-citizen who came here, you know, like you said, didn't come here for some life-saving operation, which, you know, happens all the time. You know, our medical professionals will go and, you know, they go out of country and pro bono do, you know, some incredible amount of work and life-saving procedures and everything for non-citizens. But to have somebody come into our country, our cherished country, the home of the free and, you know, and the home of the brave and land of the free, to execute their child, boy, I'll tell you, we're missing something here that I think needs to be felt by the souls of everybody in this country.
Amen. And kudos to the Trump administration for really fighting this against all the judges. And you know, that child's life did not go in vain. And we will make sure that we keep fighting and so that this never happens again.
Well, Marjorie, we thank you and the Susan B. Anthony list for your commitment, the team that is so engaged. How can people find out more about Susan B. Anthony and if they so feel inclined to donate and support the effort?
Well, bless you for the question. Just Google Susan B. Anthony list. It'll pop right up. If you know anybody in distress over a pregnancy, there's also a place that can connect you with help there as well. Political involvement is what our mission is. We're seeing some beautiful fruits with that.
Well, Marjorie, thank you so much for being with us. Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Delta Faucet. New York City's Design Week was October 14th through the 22nd. What better time to take inspiration and refresh your home? Whether you're working on a full-scale renovation or just making a few tweaks to your space, there are many small changes you can implement that will make a big difference in your home. Delta Faucet asked designer Nate Berkus to help give you some ideas to change your space.
The truth is, there's absolutely no shortage of inspiration in today's interconnected world. So hop on Pinterest or your Instagram feed for great design ideas every single day. Or pick things up when you're traveling to bring back with you for your home. They'll make great conversation pieces when you have people over and will add tons of personality into your space. And finally, don't be afraid to break the rules. Some of the best interiors are the ones where people took risks, and if you love something, you'll find a way to live with it.
For more information, visit DeltaFaucet.com and follow Delta Faucet on Instagram for even more design inspiration.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
They'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. Halloween is coming up, and, just the mere reminder of Halloween occurring. A lot of mixed emotions, especially for people of faith. Danny Huerta joins us now. He's Focus is a parenting expert counselor. He's a father of two, so he knows what we talk about and what we're where we're coming from in dealing with this subject of Halloween. It's to the point, Danny Huerta, that it's almost an oxymoron to say Happy Halloween.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's I like how you said mixed emotions is very, very true. I look at it as an opportunity to pretend and dress up as something funny for your home, but some people take it to an extreme of horror and whole another level. As far as just the reality of virtual reality and decorations that take it to a spiritual level as well. So there can be a lot of fun, and there can be a lot of scary things that come, and also spiritual questions, right, that we have wrestle with our kids.
Well, you know, churches around the country have tried to come up with alternatives. Our church here in Florida and is doing a trunk-or-treat deal where they're designing the backs of vehicles and handing out candy that way for the kids. And this has become, part of the culture. But it's like, okay, how do we make it truly fun and keep it out of that area? But, when you just watch, I think it's a real study, Danny, when you're just in there walking, you sit outside your house and you just watch the kids walking by in their different outfits. It's quite the study of, sociological study of what's happening in our culture just by the way the kids are dressed, right?
Oh, once we dress a part, we kind of play the part. And that can be scary at Halloween because of the costumes that are out there. And there are some fun ones. At our house, my daughter said this year, hey, let's not celebrate Halloween. She's 12. She said, it's scary. I don't like it. Why are we even celebrating it? It led us into a great discussion of how we can still have fun, pretend, but also bring light in darkness. And how can we do that in Halloween?
Well, and she brings up a good point here. And a lot of people, unless you have a child that says, hey, this is scary to me. Some parents, some families wouldn't even think that Halloween, they see the fun side of it. They don't see the threatening side of what Halloween in the 21st century has become.
Yeah, we have different temperament, kids with different temperaments, even in our home. There may be a parent that doesn't get scared much and actually seeks the thrill of the fear, right? Going to the edges. And then there's another one that the initial step is backwards.
Exactly.
Avoiding any type of scary thing. And we have kids like that, and so you want to be aware of which kids can handle what. And you will have some teens that will say, Dad, I really want to go to this haunted house, or I want to go to this watch this movie, this horror movie. And the thing we need to realize as parents is that there is truly a dopamine release, which is the same thing that is released when you're having pleasure and you're having good memories. And so for some kids, it's a bonding experience, and there's memories that are developed through that. So help them come up with solutions of other thrilling things that are good, that are safe, that are spiritually good with their soul, instead of something that is a haunted house or a horror type of movie, because I just don't think God really wants us to jump into those places. I really do think there's spiritual warfare that goes in on that, and we're on offense when it comes to spiritual warfare. That means we have choice, we have decision, and we have to be wise in our decisions. You can still have tons of fun, still release the dopamine, and have an exciting adventure with your friends, but it doesn't have to be these extreme horror things that some teenagers seek. And so that could really lead to some rich discussion with your teenager. Even if they really think they need to go, it's really a want. And we need to bring it back to that for a teenager and engage in a discussion, but you're still the parent. You still say yes or no.
Well, it's kind of interesting, you know, when you think back, Danny, that Halloween, the way it's been hijacked and how it's grown to be represented today in a culture that more and more wants to deny the fact of God. And here it is. This is the way it's being presented here is not God honoring. And the churches, because they have kids in camps or events and organizations there on the church. And I would say parents that want to do right by their kids are trying to figure out, okay, how do I take a day that has so much momentum and so much history, and how do I turn it into a positive?
Yeah, last year we did a happy house at our house. We handed out happy bouncy balls and tried to make it a joyful time, because if we're...
Yeah, the dentist didn't like you. The dentist, they boycotted your house. What do you mean you're not giving kids candy? I mean, you're taking away my cash flow here, you know?
That's right. Actually, some of the kids really liked it.
I'm sure they did.
Smiley face balls.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. My daughter, we're going to go and see her here in another week. And we've been blessed with a grandson, my ninth grandchild. And he just turned a year. And this kid, my wife sent him a bouncy ball. And she sent us a video. This kid is going nuts over this bouncy ball. I mean, he started to walk. He found all his gears now. And he is just flying, you know, at 14 months. And he is just running all over the place with this bouncy ball. So, yeah, sometimes, you know, the simplest things can be the most enjoyable.
You get a lot of mileage out of those over a candy bar, right?
Exactly. I go, yeah. And I don't have to buy the kid a car.
And Bill, there are a lot of parents that get really creative with this. I mean, I wish we could have some place where parents could give their creative ideas that they've come up with fun dress-up parties, dressing up like Bible characters, talking about your Bible character that you dressed up as and why you chose that Bible character. I mean, there's just so many things parents can do besides going to the horror stuff. And when you see the out of control decorations at a house, make sure you help your kids discern that that's just not a good place to go. I mean,
exactly.
You see things hanging out of trees, you know, skeletons with a noose around them. It's just, those are images that kids just do not need, especially young kids need to be away from that. And none of us really need to see that. So that's where you just kind of skip that house and look ahead. And especially the young kids that you're taking around, you don't have to go to the house. Find another one. There's plenty of houses out there that have something. If you do decide to go trick-or-treating, not everybody does that. Sometimes that's how neighbors get to know each other, and you can come say, hey, how you doing? And get to talk to them. And that's one way to get out with most of your neighbors, get to know them. And you can bring some lighthearted costumes around, or the churches. There's so many churches, like you said, are doing this trunk or treat or other types of fun events for the kids. And this year it's a school night, so I'm sure kids won't be out as late.
Yeah. Well, you know, but like you say, the main deal is in helping the kids deal, and some of our kids deal with, you know, fear about Halloween and what's represented. And, of course, it's not just on this night. It's what they've been conditioned, you know, musically, videos, movies, you know, that sort of thing, because 'tis the season of Halloween movies, and that's what's being put out there. But I would say a good movie to go to that opens up tonight is the Sorbo's movie, Let There Be Light. And so I look to you see a lot of hashtagging Let There Be Light hashtags flying around, you know, tonight and over the weekend for their new movie.
Yeah, that's a great idea, doing something like that, and then talking about how can we be a light to this world? Mm-hmm. There's one of the movies that maybe people have heard of it is Mully.
Yes, Mully. And Focus has been at the spearhead of promoting that as well, and we appreciate it, and we've supported Mully. What a great movie.
Yeah, second showing November 9th, so that'd be a good thing after the Halloween time to just talk through with what you do have. What is your role in this bigger story of God's creation? And, you know, one thing I wanted to add, Bill, is some of the kids that just naturally were born afraid, mm-hmm. make sure you're not shaming that kid. Helping them find courage is first helping them learn how to interpret the world right. They've been born with a filter that goes to feeling very afraid of the world. Help them interpret the world through truth.
Yes,
and
exactly.
take the time to help them learn what truth is through this Halloween season by looking at what they're interpreting as scary, and then say, hey, you know what? What's true about this? And just taking the time with a lot of patience and love for this child to help them learn how to manage this alarm system that gets turned on so easily, and going through Philippians 4:8, maybe, you know, what's true, what's noble, what's trustworthy. What a great opportunity to teach that.
Exactly. And, you know, getting back to Mully with it coming out again on the 8th, what a great movie to set us up for Thanksgiving, huh?
Yes. The Thanksgiving holiday is one of my favorites, just because you get to just calm down and look at everything you do have and take inventory of that and processing that in preparation for the gift of the Christmas season that Jesus gave us. It sets us up for a wonderful beginning to the new year by starting off that foundation of gratitude. We're going to really ramp up in November all our gratitude articles for parents. If they go to focusonthefamily.com, you can go through the whole month of November going into this idea of being grateful for what you do have.
Good fun. Well, that's great. Danny Huerta, focusing a parenting expert and counselor on Bill Martinez Live. Danny, appreciate the insight. All the best to the family. And tell your daughter she was well represented today. And I appreciated her insight and being vulnerable to talk about her feelings. And it was quite useful to the conversation this morning. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much, Bill. Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Actual